federal lawmakers are pushing for a fast compromise in the different tax bills approved by the U.S. House and Senate. The cornerstone of both versions of the tax bill are corporations. Both bills propose deep cuts in the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%. WBUR's Asma Khalid leads Bostonomics, the business and tech team here, and she's been looking into the possible changes and what it might mean for Boston area companies. Asma joins us now to talk about what she's discovered. Hi, Asma.
Hey, Deb.
So let's start with the reduction in corporate tax. It would drop by 15 percentage points. That sounds pretty substantial.
And it is, Deb. I mean, this is something that has been really a priority both for the White House and Republicans in Congress. In fact, back in July, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, he came to Lawrence, to New Balance, to make his pitch for a lower corporate tax rate.
In 1992, New Balance had an ad. I don't know if you remember this. You had an ad that posed, "If we can make great athletic shoes in America, why can't our competition?"
Right.
Remember that ad?
Yes, I do.
Well, here's one big reason why. Because we have the worst business tax code in the industrialized world. We're doing it to ourselves.
And so, Deb, both the House and the Senate passed bills that called for a 20% rate. And that's really the core of this bill. It's actually a consistent item in both pieces of legislation.
So, Asma, how are local companies responding?
So, Deb, they've actually been remarkably reluctant to talk. Some have, in fact, been very radio silent. I reached out to a dozen of the largest publicly traded companies in the state, companies like Raytheon, Biogen, Analog Devices, and I got a steady chorus of rejections. For example, TJX told me, quote, "We wouldn't have anything to add to your story on tax reform." State Street told me, "We wouldn't be able to comment at this point on what it means for State Street because there's still too many unknowns." The only company that offered us anything on the record was GE, which we'll talk about in a minute. But this hesitation should not be interpreted as opposition. I spoke with Christina Rice about this. She's the director of the graduate tax program at the BU School of Law. She used to work at Ernst & Young with some of the biggest companies in Boston.
Of course, a lower corporate tax rate is going to benefit them. But they don't really want to talk about, and they might not even know at this point, what they're going to do with an extra 15% that they're not paying in taxes.
And Deb, part of this is also politics. Mihir Desai teaches at Harvard Business School and Harvard Law School, and he told me the corporate tax system was, and it's been, broken. And he says, ultimately, you know, there needs to be a change here, but the overall tax package as it stands is problematic. It doesn't really fix enough of the problems on an individual tax level as some folks think it needs to. And so in the state of Massachusetts, it's not really advantageous for companies to talk about this bill.
What we've observed in the recent past has just been a remarkable kind of upsurge in populism and a kind of demonization of corporations. So I think they probably want to lie low more than anything else.
And Deb, the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate among advanced economies. And so Desai says lowering the rate is good policy for corporations. And in his view, it's ultimately good policy for the United States.
And Asma, that's been the argument about this, is that this will help the general public because these tax cuts to corporations will create jobs and help the economy. What do folks say about that?
Right, Deb, that is the argument. And I think that, you know, I asked essentially everyone I talked to about this question. And when we talk about corporations, I really heard consistently that this is going to be good for corporations. There's really more mixed answers when you ask about whether or not this could trickle down. And some of that, Deb, does come down to people's individual politics.
So, Asma, there's another big change to corporate tax, and that has to do with their foreign profits. What would that mean for the region?
So, essentially, the tax plan would change the U.S. tax system from a worldwide tax system to a territorial system. Right now, if you're a U.S. company with a lot of global work, say a company like GE, you have to pay the U.S. tax rate on all foreign profits that you bring back into the United States. And so the argument is that companies keep their profits overseas so they don't have to pay the U.S. tax rate. Biogen, for example, had 66% of its cash overseas as of September of this year. That translates to more than $4 billion. Many companies say this could be a key factor. In fact, GE singled this out in particular. They said GE supports the Senate tax reform plan because it would upgrade the U.S. to a territorial tax system, bring rates in line with other countries, and allow U.S. businesses and workers to compete fairly around the world.
So overall, Asma, this is seen as a net gain for corporations in Boston?
The consistent thread is that, yes, this is good for companies. It's not entirely clear this is going to be good for the country yet. I asked Mihir Desai from Harvard Business School specifically what this would mean for our region.
Specifically for the Boston area, you know, we are increasingly becoming a headquarters city. So for global companies, the U.S. has now become a much more hospitable place. And so U.S. companies won't have to leave and go to other countries. And in fact, Boston area should benefit in large part because we have headquarters jobs, and we would hope to grow those headquarters jobs.
Of course, you know, Deb, the argument from progressives is that who's to say that this money saved will be reinvested in the company? Will, you know, potentially more of it just go to wealthy shareholders instead?
Of course, that's the argument about the whole tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, WBUR's Asma Khalid, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.